After taking sannyas and beginning his journey to Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled with Lord Nityananda and other devotees. They walked and walked and finally arrived at the town of Cuttack, where they went to visit the temple of Sachi Gopal, the deity Gopal, who became a witness. When the Lord saw the deity, he was very pleased and chanted and danced for a long time. After offering prayers, the Lord decided to spend the night in the temple of Gopal. Later that night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees heard the story of Sachi Gopal from Lord Nityananda, who had previously heard the story from the local townspeople. Long ago, two Brahmins left the town of Vijayanagara in South India on a long tour to see different places of pilgrimage. One Brahmana was young and poor, the other was elderly and rich. First of all, they visited Gaya, then Kasi, then Prayag. Finally, with great pleasure, they came to Mathura. After reaching Mathura, they visited the 12 different forests of Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill. At last they came to the town of Vrindavan, where they saw the great temple where gorgeous worship of the deity Gopal was being performed.
Here is the temple of Lord Gopal.
Yes, it is certainly a wonderful temple.
Let's go inside.
Gopal's temple is gorgeous.
I have never seen such a beautiful deity.
Oh, Gopal, although my mind is so difficult to control, your beauty has stolen my mind and made it your own.
Let us stay for a few days so we may see Gopal again and again. You have served me since the beginning of our pilgrimage. Even my own son has never been as kind to me as you have been.
Sir, I serve you only for the satisfaction of Krishna.
Because of you, I didn't become at all tired on this journey, and so I wish to offer you something in charity.
It isn't necessary to offer me anything. I simply served you because you are a servant of Krishna. If someone serves a servant of God, then the Lord is pleased, and that is my desire, to please Krishna.
It will be very ungrateful of me if I don't show you any respect. Therefore, I promise to give you my daughter in charity.
You are saying something very unusual and something that can never happen.
Why is that?
You come from an aristocratic family. You are well educated and you are very rich.
That may be so, but
I have no wealth, nor do I have a decent education. I am certainly not a suitable bridegroom for your daughter.
My dear boy, do not doubt me. I will give you my daughter in charity. I have already decided this.
But you have a wife and sons, and you have a large circle of friends. Don't you remember the story of Queen Rukmini?
Of course I do, but I don't see how
King Bhishmaka, Rukmini's father, wanted his daughter to marry Krishna. But Rukmi, his eldest son, objected. Bhishmaka was therefore unable to carry out his desire.
My daughter is my own property. If I choose to give my own property to someone, who has the power to stop me?
Your wife and sons will never agree.
I will give my daughter to you in charity, and I don't care what anyone else says. Don't doubt me. Just please agree to accept this offering.
If you have decided to give your young daughter to me, then say so before the Gopal deity.
My dear Lord, please witness that I have given my daughter to this boy.
My dear Lord, you are my witness. I shall call for you to testify if it is necessary later on.
Let us go.
After these talks, the two brahmanas started for home. As usual, the young brahmana accompanied the elderly brahmana and acted as if the older brahmana was his spiritual master. And thus he rendered service to him in many ways. Gradually, they returned to their village of Vijayanagara, and each brahmana went to their respective homes. After some time, the elderly brahmana became anxious.
I have given my word to a brahmana in a holy place, and therefore what I promised will certainly come to pass. I think it best that I inform my wife, friends, sons, and other relatives of what has happened. Wife, my sons, all my family members, come at once.
What is it, my dear husband?
I have something to tell the entire family. Bring everyone here immediately.
We are all here, Father.
All your family members and dear friends are here before you.
Please listen to what I have to say. When I was on pilgrimage, a young brahmana from our village helped me greatly on my journey. Although he is poor and uneducated, because of his kindness, everything went smoothly. So smoothly that I did not feel tired or uncomfortable the entire length of the tour. While the two of us were in the holy land of Vrindavan, and while we were in front of the deity Gopal, I was so thankful to my young brahmana friend that I decided to give him my daughter in charity. What do you think?
Oh, no!
I can't believe it!
You didn't!
You couldn't!
You what? My daughter?
You couldn't have! My sister?
To a low-born, poor brahmana?
To an uneducated person?
Oh, don't talk like this again. I will not hear such talk.
If you offer your daughter to a lowly-born brahmana from a poor, degraded family, your aristocracy will be lost.
When people hear of this, they will make jokes and laugh at you.
I made this promise to a brahmana at a holy place while on pilgrimage. Whatever else may happen, I must give him my daughter in charity.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
Oh, my son, what can we do? This is terrible.
I can't believe it.
You talk to your father.
If you give your daughter to that boy, we shall never see you again.
If such a horrible thing happens, I will take poison and die.
What should I do? I don't want my family members to kill themselves. But if I don't give my daughter to the young brahmana, he will call Sri Gopalaji as a witness. Thus the brahmana will take my daughter anyway, by force. And in that case, my religious principles will become meaningless.
The deity Gopal may have been a witness to your promise, but he is in a far distant place. How can he come to bear witness against you? Why are you worrying about that? No one will know.
But I do not want to lie, for I did make the promise before the deity.
You don't have to deny that you spoke the promise. There is no need to lie, but just simply say, I do not remember what I said. Just say that, and I will take care of the rest. I shall defeat the young brahmana by argument. Oh, mother, don't worry, mother. I'll save you from this humiliation.
Oh, no. Oh, Gopal, please save me. My dear Lord Gopal, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, and therefore I beg you to please protect my religious principles, and at the same time, please save my kinsmen from dying.
The next day, the elderly brahmana was thinking deeply about this matter, and suddenly...
Please come in. Oh, it's you!
Yes, and you have promised to give your daughter in charity to me. Isn't that true? You have promised before Gopal, and now what are you saying? What are you thinking? Just silence?
Oh, it's you! Most degraded! You want to marry my sister? You are just like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon.
The next day, the young brahmana gathered all the people in the village together. and they brought the elderly Brahmana to their meeting place.
"This gentleman has promised to hand his daughter over to me, yet now he does not follow his promise. Please ask him why he is acting like this."
"If you already promised to allow him to marry your daughter, why aren't you keeping your word? Why aren't you fulfilling your promise? You must hold to your word of honor."
"My dear friends, please hear what I have to say. I don't exactly remember making a promise like that."
"This is really what happened. While touring together on pilgrimage, my father carried a large amount of money. Seeing the money, this rogue decided to take it all away. There was no one besides this man with my father. So he gave my father an intoxicant, known as Dutura, and it made my father's mind mad. Then he took all of my father's money and claimed a thief had come and robbed him. Now he is claiming that my father has promised to give his daughter in charity. I know that you are all gentlemen. Do you think that it is correct to offer this poor, uneducated, low-born Brahmin my father's daughter?"
"I did not do those things. He is lying."
"He did so. He's lying."
"I don't know who is lying and who is telling the truth. He could have done it. One can't really tell. Some people will do anything for money."
"Gentlemen, please listen. Just to win victory in this argument, this man is lying."
"I am not."
"What happened was, this Brahmana was satisfied with my service on our pilgrimage, and he said to me of his own accord, 'I promise to hand over my daughter to you.'"
"He's lying. He's lying."
"When he said that, I told him, 'I am not a fit husband for your daughter. Don't offer her to me.'"
"Don't believe him. Don't you believe him."
"I told him, 'You are rich and I am poor. You are a learned scholar and I have no education. Your family is aristocratic and mine is not. I should not marry your daughter.'"
"What he is saying now is certainly true."
"Still, he insisted again and again that I marry his daughter. And finally, when I told him that his relatives would never agree to such a marriage, and therefore he would become guilty of breaking his word of honor, he said to me, 'She is my daughter, and no one can stop me from giving her to you.'"
"All lies! All lies! All lies!"
"At that time, I concentrated my mind and asked the Brahmana to make this promise before the deity, Gopal, and he did it. This gentleman said, 'My dear Lord Gopal, please bear witness, for I have offered my daughter to this Brahmana in charity.'"
"Can you believe such a strange story?"
"So I accepted Lord Gopal as my witness and submitted this prayer at his lotus feet. I said to Gopal, 'If this Brahmana later hesitates to give me his daughter, my dear Lord, I shall call upon you as a witness.' So God himself has witnessed the Brahmana's promise to me. Certainly no one doubts God's word."
"If Gopal personally comes here to serve as a witness, I surely shall give my daughter to this young Brahmana."
"Yes, now we have made a nice agreement, haven't we? The Gopal deity has to come from Vrindavan to witness."
"Since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he will certainly come to prove that what I have said is true."
"We will all agree to believe you if, and only if, that stone deity comes 2,000 miles from Vrindavan to Vijayanagara to be a witness." "All right." "It's not possible."
"He will certainly do it."
"So it is agreed?"
"Yes."
"Yes."
"Does anyone have a piece of paper and a pen? Can you write this for me? Please write this down on a piece of paper. I want it in black and white, so that this Brahmana's word of honor will not be changed again. I promise that if the Gopal deity comes and acts as a witness, this Brahmana may have my daughter in marriage. Now sign this.
Put in, if and only if the deity comes. I won't sign it unless it is written if and only if the deity comes.
All right, all right. Put in, if and only if the deity comes. Now both you sign this, and then I'll sign.
Now you're not allowed to cheat and carry the deity.
Carry a big stone deity?
Or steal him yourself from a temple.
Me? Steal Gopal from a temple? With gorgeous worship continuously going on? Actually, you should all know that this elderly Brahmana is truthful and doesn't want to break his promise. But he is not telling the truth, just to stop his family members from committing suicide. By the piety of this elderly Brahmana, I shall call the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act as a witness, and thus I shall keep his promise intact.
How could it ever happen? No chance. Anyone, 10 to 1 on a walking deity? 20 to 1? No, we shouldn't joke. After all, the Lord is merciful, and if he likes, he certainly can come.
Immediately after the meeting, the young Brahmana started for Vrindavan. And upon arriving in Vrindavan, he entered the temple of Sri Gopal, offered his respectful obeisances, and narrated everything in full detail.
My dear Lord, you are the protector of the Brahminical culture, and you are also very merciful. Please show your great mercy by protecting the religious principles of we two Brahmanas. I am not thinking that by getting the daughter of the Brahmana as my bride, I will become happy. But I am simply thinking that the Brahmana has broken his promise, and that is giving me great pain. Kindly be a witness in this case. A person who knows things as they are and still does not bear witness becomes involved in sinful activity. So therefore, please come and witness.
My dear Brahmana, please go back to your home and call a meeting of all the village men. In that meeting, just try to remember me, and then I shall certainly appear there and protect your honor.
But Gopal, even if you go there in your form as a Vishnu deity, still none of these people will believe you. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal and speak the words from your beautiful face will the testimony be believed by all the people.
How can I walk to Vijayanagar? I am a deity.
That's true. You are a deity. But if you can talk, you can walk. You are not a statue. You are directly Gopal, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Now please, for the sake of the old Brahmana, you can do something that you've never done before.
All right. I will go to Vijayanagar. I shall walk behind you all the way. But do not try to see me by turning around. As soon as you see me, I will remain standing there in that very place.
But how will I know that you are following me?
You will be able to hear the sound of my ankle bells as I walk behind you. Cook 1 kilo of rice each day and offer it, and I shall eat that rice and follow behind you.
Thank you so much, Lord.
The next day, the Brahmana begged permission from Gopal and started for his home. And Gopal followed him step by step. While Gopal followed the young Brahmana, the tinkling sound of his ankle bells could be heard. And thus the Brahmana became very pleased. Each day he cooked 1 kilo of the highest quality rice for Gopal to eat. The young Brahmana walked and walked until eventually he arrived near his own village.
I have now come to Vidyanagar, and I shall go to my home and tell all the people that my witness has arrived. If people do not directly see this deity Gopal, they will not believe that he has come all this way. But even if he stays here, There is nothing to fear, because they can all come to see him.
You can go home now. I shall stay here and will not leave.
Gopal's here! The deity has come! He has come to be a witness! Everyone, please come and see! Come quickly! Gopal has come to witness!
All the townspeople went to see the witness Gopal, and when they saw the Lord actually standing there, they offered their respectful obeisances. Everyone was very pleased to see the beautiful Gopal, and when they heard that he had actually walked there, they were all surprised. The elderly Brahmana, being overjoyed, and to offer respects, immediately fell down like a stick in front of Gopal. Thus, in the presence of all the townspeople, Lord Gopal bore witness that the elderly Brahmana had offered his daughter in charity to the young Brahmana. After the marriage ceremony was performed, the Lord informed both Brahmanas.
You two are my eternal servants, birth after birth. I have become satisfied by the truthfulness of you both. Please ask me for a benediction.
My dear Lord Gopal, please remain here so that people all over the world can come and see you and know how merciful you are to your devotees.
So Lord Gopal stayed, and the two Brahmanas engaged themselves in his service. Hearing of this wonderful incident, many people from different countries began to come and see Gopal. Eventually, the king heard of Gopal's wonderful story and went to see the Lord and became very satisfied. The king constructed a nice temple and regular service was executed. Gopal became very famous under the name of Sakshi Gopal, the deity who became a witness.